the truth.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's we're going to make this up, remember, guys. We really don't know what date it is anymore. So this is, we're going to say it's March 12th. It's a Tuesday, 2024. Again, I continue to say those things because we know that even just this weekend, we had the government tell us how they will manipulate time and how you shall comply. Don't you dare, you know, protest. Don't do any of that. But again, we have a failed system right in front of our face, and we wonder why we don't feel good about what's going on. Now, I did spend the majority of my day listening to the special prosecutor or special investigator or special K, or I don't know. That was a cereal was supposed to help you guys lose a bunch of weight. When we found out, it actually just creates more inflammation and makes you fatter. But anyway, let's go to the actual event of the day, which was, again, Mr. Hur, H-U-R, and he is of Korean descent. His parents are migrants, moved here so that he could then, they could then find a better life in America, which, you know, sounds amazing. It sounds like how you should do it. You go ahead and you put yourself in line, you get yourself some paperwork done, you get all those things going, and then you just go ahead and find yourself a citizen of America. Well, this gentleman, who was a first-generation immigrant, obviously, found himself in a limelight of things when you see that he had to get up there and testify, but he ended up testifying for himself. And this is a problem for us if we actually start looking at our judicial system. Hey, Edward, good to see you. Looks like I made it. Howdy, Jim. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much. Now, as we continue to look at these things and we say, okay, what's going on? Well, Mr. Hur had to defend himself over and over again. Now, guys, yesterday I do apologize about Facebook, my personal page, and then the Jim Price Show page. They all went down yesterday for whatever reason. I have no idea why. Everything else was working. So Cloud Hub was still going. X was still going, others were still going, so I have no idea what happened there. But anyway, as we go down through this whole cycle of things in our judicial system, we're finding now that the idea that we have to elect a president to go ahead and let the J6ers go, let the J6ers out of jail, really shows you that the failed process of the judicial system is falling apart right in front of our face. It's actually everything that you didn't want to be is actually everything it absolutely is. Now, I really want to go past this whole thing. Guys, if you want me to go and listen to the idea that everybody's bipartisan that's in the judicial system, have we not learned anything from Fannie? Have we not learned anything from Letitia? Have we not learned anything from Jack? I mean, these people are out there literally saying and doing exactly political moves as Republicans were sitting over here clutching our pearls. Oh, how dare you do such a horrible thing. Oh. Guys, we're idiots. I'm watching people that I know, people that I have been involved with, people I'm around. I'm watching them attack other people. I'm watching them be attacked. I'm watching this whole cycle of things. Hey, Jonathan, Lindsay, both good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. So as you see this going on and we're continuing to fight amongst ourselves, the sad part of it is that's what the left is the best at. But they're the left is the best at not claiming anything wrong with each other, but always blaming others. The sad part about the Republican Party or conservatives is we blame each other, and then we blame the left as well. So the problem is how can anybody want to stand up and go out there and use their leadership skills to be able to put this country back on a path of anything? I don't want to be a part of the political system. I'm sitting here on the edges. I'm sitting on the couch here doing the armchair quarterback stuff. But my problem is that I don't want to be in this because it's so amazingly dirty. And if I know that the Democrats are going to come after me, but I also know the Republicans are going to come after me because it's the establishment that we're fighting. It's not the Republicans or the Democrats. It's the establishment. But we as conservatives are too busy fighting and pointing out that the people that are Republicans, well, they're not enough Republican. They're not hard enough. They're not good enough. They're not on the point that I want them on. So I'm going to tear them apart. I'm going to say bad things, and I'm going to do things to make sure that doesn't move the ball forward for any of us. Now, if you understand that there are, hey, Sarah, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I hope Facebook hangs on for a little while longer this time. But as I look at this, I go, guys, we've got so many things to worry about outside of us. And we agree on 80, 90% of everything we talk about. But the sad part is there will always be the grifters. There will always be the people money-grabbing. There will always be the selfish. But even in those people are the tools we need to move things forward. But no, we're going to argue about it. We're going to fight about it. Now, what I watched today in this multiple hour-long testimony, testifying, question-answer, I watch the Republicans go, sir, were you not able to see that what you're saying about the president, now I think this is a setup, and I think this is a little rope-a-dope here, but just work with me for a second, I'll finish this and I'll go back and explain. Sir, don't you realize that saying that Biden is too derelict to be able to stand trial and that those that see him will see him as a dullard old man that gets a little confused once in a while and they will not prosecute him or not find him guilty? And I think that's a little bit outside of Mr. Herr's purview of judgment. I don't think that's really where he needs to be. I think he needs to be on the other side of things going, listen, here's a crime. Here's the crime committed. Go get him, Tiger. That's how that should work, correct? Well, again, we find ourselves in a situation where we can't have that conversation because, again, we have a problem with ourselves, okay? Now, Mr. Herr said over and over again, Biden is not capable of standing trial, and even if he did, they would find him innocent because he's a dullard old man. And I took it upon myself to look at the judge and the jury's view and how they would look at this and whether it was worth prosecuting or not. All right. So as we go down through this whole thing, I was trying to read Kerry Heiserman's. Carrie says, Keith freaking Richards, watching the show, I'm throwing a wrench into any establishment just like the 60s. Same playbook, rocket, gym, get fired up. Edward, good to see, say hello to Jonathan, and then Edward is also saying hello to Lindsay. Carrie, I get what you're saying. Now, okay, so let's go back. So they were going after, and I think that they were going after her to say over and over and over again and getting him to say it over and over and over again that Biden is too dullard to be able to stand trial, which I do believe that they are going to try to use that as the 25th. Now, I don't want them to use the 25th. I want them to be able to go into Biden and see that when he loses that we continue just walking him out the door and then we can prosecute him next year or the year after, just like they did with Trump. See, they waited 2 years, 2.5 years to actually almost 3 years to start picking up the pace of getting Trump charged with what he did 2 to 3 years prior. Just like Nancy Pelosi made sure that the FBI and the Department of Justice was giving specific funding and a list of 1,100 people to prosecute. Now, guys, I do worry because even Owen Schroeder of InfoWars was actually tried and convicted for his participation in reporting on January 6th. Not participating, but actually just reporting. Now, we do know that in different states right now, they're working on language laws, and they are working on things even in Congress to say that it is a felony, even up to lifetime in prison. This is where we have to think about what we're doing now. We're doing thought crimes. This is cognitive crimes. And I don't think we realize, do you remember the movie Minority Report, where they took crime down to zero because they had impasse going in and telling people when there would be a crime and then stopping the crime before it happened, but then convicting the person of the crime they never committed? These are thought crimes. These are things that don't happen, but we're going to go ahead and prosecute you because we think that there was an intent or an ability for you to do that. Again, this is a problem for me. I continue to watch these things go down the road, and it bothers me exponentially. Now, let's go back to Miss Special Her. That's the name of the episode today, Special Her. And I look at this situation, and I have to wonder what they're doing. Why is it that Jim Jordan and others continue to beat the pavement and beat the gavel over and over again? Listen, Mr. Her, didn't you say that he was too old? How dare you? If you're willing to say he's too old, then why? That's not a threshold of not prosecuting him. But I think if they would have went after him to prosecute him, I think it creates a different outcome because he becomes the victim of. I think this motivates the base of the conservatives to say that we got to vote harder and vote more often, just like when you think of the Democrats and how they cheat. This is how it works. There is a ballot harvesting movement out there that both sides looks like they're going to participate in. And again, I think that we're going to find ourselves in a situation where it is them cheating for Trump and then blaming Trump for cheating to disqualify him from the election. But I just see this as a bigger trap. I see his things going down. And so it's just... It's one of those things. So I this is my synopsis to it. This is how I'm looking at it. Now, I want you to understand that we need to go and slow this whole thing down. Now, the Democrats went after Mr. Her the same way that the Republicans did. You said he was too, you said you weren't going to prosecute him. You said that there was going to be no charges. So why are we even having this discussion? Why did you publish 800 pages or 600 pages of evidence? I mean, this is an extensive report. And then we had Mr. I Sleep With China, it wasn't Adam Schiff. It was the other one that farted on TV. What was that guy's name? What was his name? Oh, good grief. I can't think of what that guy's name was. But anyway, he was the one that he's dating Fing Fang or something like that. Golly, I can't believe that. So, Carrie Heiserman. Not my show, but here to listen to Jim, but certainly good to meet you. No worries, man. Oh, Eric Swalwell. That's right. Thank you, Lindsay. Eric Fartwell, she says. Okay, so Eric Swalwell gets up there and goes, and in all of his glory, you know, he comes after him and goes, if there was another administration and that wins in the fall, would you take an appointment by that administration? And he goes, that's not pertinent to the questioning. Oh, so it's obvious that you're not willing to answer it. So it was a backdoor question. It was a cornering question. It was what they wanted to do. But Swalwell sat there and giggled and snorted to himself and thought he was really getting away with it. And the sad part of this is, guys, is that we are seeing politics at its rawest. And we're not paying attention the way we should. Did I want to sit there and listen to that over and over and over again? No. But I was trying to catch the little gems of things here and there where I could actually see what was going on and what they were trying to get to. I do believe the Republicans do not want to impeach Biden. I do not believe that they want to actually push forth this. I do believe that they want to get through the election and then go from there. Marcia Anderton, thank you so much. She says Swalwell as well. Yeah, very, very good. No, Jim, you're no, Carrie, you're fine. He said, was that wrong, Jim? Sorry. No, you're fine. Carrie's just getting his riveting done at work and listening to the Jim Price Show, so no worries there, buddy, no worries at all. But my point is that we had the Democrats going after her, saying, listen, you said there was no charges. You also, but why would you say something about his age? Why would you make it a point to put that in there? Well, I thought it was relevant and how I came to my decision. The Republicans are going, hey, why did you put that in there? If he's such a dullard, then how can he, why are you psychologically able to represent a true diagnosis of the individual and all this other stuff? So I think that there's a 25th coming up or an impeachment coming up that we will definitely see this tide turn. Now, I will tell you at the end of the day, there are some things that we need to look at also on top of this, because this is the swamp. This is how the judicial system works. This report and this reporting went on for this, or this investigation went on for 2 years. And the fact that Mr. Potato in Chief, the Pedo in Chief himself, the guy who's in his daughter's diary and certain things that were said, and yes, the FBI has verified that that is her diary and those are her words, including she has also verified it as well. Hey, Susan Bly, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, guys, remember, you guys got to comment and chat it up as much as possible. We got to beat this algorithm, push back on it. You guys over on X, by the way, I do appreciate everybody over there, but I lost 2 followers since yesterday. I was at 3278. Now I'm at 3276 today. Guys, that's what Twitter does. So Twitter gets me all the time. I have tried to make messages. I've tried to get a hold of somebody, but to no avail. So what do you do, right? That's just how they are. That's okay with me because it just shows them. So Susan, good to see you too. I love you as well. Thank you so much for being a part of the Jim Price Show. Guys, remember, when you guys comment, you like, you pound that like button, you pound the hearts and all that stuff, it just screws up the algorithm that's trying to hold back the show. I didn't get to 10.2 million people doing this show because I was doing it wrong. It was because I was doing it right and telling the truth, and now they're doing everything to shadow ban me as well. So, guys, we got to fight that mission as best we can. And remember, guys, over on Cloud Hub, I know that Lindsay said she doesn't like the texting part or the messenger part, but in reality, they do zero, zero, zero any type of shadow banning. They don't take things off. They don't delete posts. They will get rid of child pornography or any type of pornography, but I've seen all kinds of stuff on there, guys, that none of the other places would ever let it happen. But again, this is where we have to be in the right place and talk to the right people and be the right people. Cloud Hub has got a great platform, and be a part of it. Also, remember, guys, mydailynaturals.com. Guys, I want you to go over to thejimpriceshow.com, thejimpriceshow.com. And let me do this for you guys. When you guys go to my website, I know you're there because I get a notification and it tells me that people are on the website. So go over to the jimpriceshow.com. Remember to also go in there and look at the RNC store. That's the apricot seeds. Remember, My Daily Naturals. Go over there. You got My Pillow with the promo code Price. You got Q Streaming. You got all these different things over there. So click on the merchants and go over there. But remember, guys, go to thejimpriceshow.com. Go to thejimpriceshow.com. And also, I do believe that you guys need to go over there because I have already approved the final version of the Corner of Badass and Cool Shit t-shirt. So if you guys are wanting to go over there and take a look at that, you can do that. But thejimpriceshow.com, we should have the store there. Let me see what we got. Let's see. It's already up, guys. The you could take pre-orders right now. It's on there. I wasn't sure when she was going to get it there, but you have 7 different colors to choose from: black, antique cherry, navy, graphite, royal blue, military green, or camo green. So that's seven different colors, and it is the corner of badass and cool shit. If you guys want to go over there and take a look at that, you can. I will put it up here on the screen so you guys can see it. I did take your guys' word and say, hey, this is what you need to do. So if you go over to thejimpriceshow.com, you guys want to pre-order the shirt, the corner of badass and cool shit. I think it's a pretty neat shirt. I don't know if you guys have any suggestions. We can always tune it up a little bit, but we have different colors, and you'll be able to order pre-order those right now because we are working on getting the graphics made up for the shirt. So when we make these mock-ups for the website, it takes a little bit longer to tune up the colors and make sure everything's going to print right on a shirt. But this is the back. If you guys can see that right there, it says The Jim Price Show, the corner of badass and cool shit, where freedom and liberty are found. That is a that shirt can be in any color, and it's up there for you guys to buy. The corner of badass and cool shit. But anyway, we're working on making sure that we have everything right. That's the back of it. On the front will be the signpost that says badass and cool shit, and below that will say thejimpriceshow.com. So guys, if you guys want to go out there and rep the shirt, you have seven different colors to choose from, and we do print with a better quality shirt than most. I wanted to make sure that we had a better shirt. I wanted to make sure that it was, oh, here's the quick view, and let's see if we can bring that up for you. There you go, guys. Now, that allows you to be able to pick the shirt you want and or pick the color you want, and you can see that right there. That's the back. If you want to look at the front, here's the front. There you can see the on the front of it there, so you get that whole look. That is what we're doing right there. So the back of it looks like that. The front of it looks like that. And like I said, I do have a better shirt or better quality shirt than just a low grade. I upgraded those from some of the first runs I did. I did have lesser thans. I was trying to, you know, save a little bit of money. And so if you guys want that in a tank top, or if you want it on a hoodie, or if you want it on something else, please let me know or email us, and we will get a hold of you or get that hold of you and find out what you want, and we'll print it on something else. If you're wanting it on a coffee cup, or if you're wanting it on something else, please let me know, and we can get that printed up for you and sent over. It's not limited to that. We did have even these little, these are for opening up the can. Like if you have the jars that are stuck, it's a little rubber mat thing. We Stand With All Patriots. We have these as well. But if you wanted that on there, you could have it there. We can do it on all kinds of different stuff. But you got to give us a little time, and we should be able to do that. Carrie Heiserman says, no Twinkie underwear and cowboy boots. Darn, I thought that was a part of it. Well, I would have to get your permission, and it might scare the children. Carrie, I appreciate that. Edward says, coming in loud and clear, 5x5, Sir James. Thank you. I appreciate it, sir. So thank you for being a part of the show, Edward, and also being over on X or Twitter, whatever we want to call that nowadays, whatever we're supposed to call it. But anyway, so if you guys want to go over there, order those shirts. I wasn't sure if Pam was going to get those up there before now, but I did talk to her and message with her over the last few days since we talked about this. And so I got that mocked up for you guys. So remember, the corner of badass and cool shit, those shirts are available. And if you're wanting anything else, if you're wanting any other types of shirts or anything else, just let me know. And we can print up anything you'd like. If you want my face on something or whatever, just let me know. We'll figure out what we can do for you guys. So, but anyway, Claudia says, don't wear T-shirts, but I'll rep a coffee cup. All right, Claudia. Well, give me an email, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com. Guys, that's where you want to go to email me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Also, remember, Root Brands has Clean Slate. If you know anybody that has had the government chemical in their arm, if you know anybody that is alive in America, they need to be on Clean Slate every single day of their life for the rest of their life. And I'm not trying to sell you a product. I'm trying to save your life. the clean slate through Root Brands. Root Brands should be on my website. Root Brands, you need to be on there. If you can't find it, I'll send you the link to it. But Root Brands has clean slate. If you've got glyphosate poisoning, if you have other lifetime or eternal or forever chemicals in your body, the clean slate will push them out. If you've ever had a government chemical put in your body when you were a child or in the service like myself, please go get the clean slate, get that out of your body, and be a better person. Live longer, live happier, and that's what pisses them off. That's how we win this whole thing, guys. All right, so as we go down this whole thing, guys, when we think about how we've been treated with this whole thing, with a special prosecutor, special AG or IG or the this and that or whatever label we want to give this guy. Well, he's a Republican, and he was an appointee of Trump, and he was then questioned by Swalwell to know what his loyalties are. If you are appointed, would you take an appointment if there was a different administration in the future? Again, not appropriate for what was going on, but nothing was appropriate for the different things you heard, including breaking of the quorum, breaking of the parliamentary rules that everybody gets mad about. And the penguin, that's Mr. Nadler, the waddler, he was up there. Meow, 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 meow. He reminds me of the penguin in the early Batman movie back in the 80s. He is an absolute tool. The guy waddles around and hardly has a cognitive thing to say. And he was up there running his mouth and saying particular things, but it was amazing. It just sounded like hours and hours and hours of campaign commercials over and over again. Sound like the Republicans were campaigning for Trump, and the Democrats sound like they were campaigning for Biden. But and again, we were running down Trump, and then we were talking about Biden's cognitive ability. I do appreciate the conservatives pretty much staying on track to say, yes, we have cognitive issues, and why did you say he had cognitive issues, and why didn't you charge him with crimes that were actually admissible? So again, this is where we go down this path, and we see that there's differences going on. So I'm wondering if they're going to use this as what they're going to do next spring when they go after Biden. I think that they're going to hold these bullets in reserve. Carrie Heisman says, teasing you, love you. I'll be ordering one. I'll save you postage and meet you for coffee any morning. Well, thank you for that, Carrie Heisman. Appreciate it, buddy. You've always been a good friend, and it's been great to have you as a part of the show. Well, guys, remember, if you have any questions or comments here on the show, type them out, pound them in there. Get those questions and comments out, because this is your time. This is my time to be able to talk these things through. So don't hesitate to be a part of the show. Don't hesitate to say something. If you hesitate, he who hesitates dies. You can't get to be a part of it. You hesitate, you pull out in front of traffic, you're going to get blown up, right? So don't hesitate. Put it to the throttle. Put the foot feet to the floor and be everything you want to be. Don't hold back. Live life with purpose. We talked about this yesterday on the show, remember? Did you brush your teeth with a different hand? Did you do something different? Did you go a different route? Did you pick a different time to leave for work? Did you go earlier? Did you do something different in your day? Just think about living life and breaking those patterns. Get outside of the programming that you so easily put yourself into. Hey, our mind loves to create patterns, loves to create shortcuts. And that's what makes our mind so amazing, is it's always trying to keep it simple, stupid, right? Keep it simple, sweetheart, as we've had here on the show as well. I was given a different version of that, right? So we have to go into this thinking, okay, what do we do differently, right? So do things differently, live life with purpose. See if we can break out of this matrix that we're all in. Now, going back to the special prosecutor or special whatever he was supposed to be, whatever label they wanted to put on him, the Democrats beat the crap out of this guy. And they really did. When in fact, I will tell you, I wasn't real happy with the report, because it seemed like they definitely gave Biden a pass. Gave him a like, oh, well, you're just old and go do your thing. It'll be all right. Well, for me, that's a little bit tough. So I have to say, okay, why did you put that in there? Unless it allows to pump the brakes so that the Department of Justice does not have to act, and then see the Department of Justice doesn't act because he says he doesn't want charges, well, then that kicks the can down the road for next year so that we're able to go back and do something different. So again, these are the things that we have to talk about so we can feel better about what we're doing. Now, there are a few things that we do have coming out. Fannie Willis conspired with Liz Cheney on the January 6th videos. So remember Fannie, the whole Fannie Willis thing with that lady that was having sex with her boyfriend, and then he filed for divorce, and then she appointed him special prosecutor and gave him over $2 million now they've given him to be special prosecutor of the Trump case, where she insisted that Trump get a mugshot so that she could publish that as her trophy, as her mounted deer head on the wall. And again, all that did was become a fundraiser for Trump. But here we are, right? So it is a problem for us when we continue to see that Fannie Willis is coming up. We see that Letitia James is still coming up. We see Jack, the special prosecutor, the prosecutor in D.C., his name's coming up. Guys, I do believe a lot of this is the movie. A lot of this is the crunchy popcorn moments. This is the for you to sit there and go, the suspense is killing me. I can't wait until the next one. Come on, do the next one. Do the next one. And we are too busy worrying about that three-minute cheeseburger in the drive-thru, right? We're too busy worrying about the things that really are, you know, don't fit or suit our needs the way we want them. When in reality, None of this, even if it turns out and you're given the way you want it, you say, I want the victory. Well, the victory is not going to be the way you imagined it, because the victory has a lot more working pieces than what you can think of. Jonathan says, thanks for the clean slate tip. Yeah, and Jonathan, make sure that you're using promo code PRICE on that. If you go over there, if you need me to send you the link for Root Brands, I can send that to you so you guys can have that. But that way I get credit for it. There's been a lot of things. I've actually been having very long conversations about the fact that the different things that I am selling to you guys, we've got to make sure that we follow through with the promo code PRICE, because when we don't do that, when that happens that way, I don't get credit. When I don't get credit, I can't keep supporting this. You guys are trying to support the show, so let's make sure that we are doing everything that we can to make sure that it's getting my credit, right? So there's a lot of great things you guys can do to benefit your body and do things for you guys. But at the same time, it's going to benefit me. So we got to do that two-man saw, that handshake. So let's just do that, right? Let's do those things that make sure that we are going to help the Jim Price Show, but also help you. None of the products I am bringing to you have I not tried. I eat the Latril apricot seeds myself, and I think there's a huge benefit to that. My mushroom tinctures I have. If you guys are still wanting those mushroom tinctures, please let me know. Jason Dean, he is the chiropractor that actually his assistant cured her son of autism. But I let him try the lion's mane tincture last Saturday when I was in Tulsa, and he was absolutely thrilled by it. He wants to white label it for his brand that he sells in his doctor's office. So guys, if I've got other doctors wanting those tinctures, what does that tell you? And he was floored. In fact, there was another gentleman that was selling mushroom coffee there, and he was doing his thing with mushrooms, and he's like, man, I love those. I need to talk to you. So again, there's ways that for us to go out there and be able to help the Jim Price Show with great products like Clean Slate. Oh, it looks like my Clean Slate thing is Jim Price. It's not actually just it's not just Price. So let me send that to you, Jonathan. I'm going to give you a Swalwell gets up there and goes,
stop.
And in all of his, there we go. I will do that. Sorry, guys. I'm doing multiple things here all at once. So let me put it in the comment. Boom. There we go. So what was the comment? Jim, bring up this diversity thing. It's so obvious. We talk about diversity. You mean about the Florida diversity thing where the University of Florida has gotten rid of their DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. I do think that we have gone way past where the starting point was or the finish line was on the politically correctness, and it has gotten out of hand, and we now have the lunatics running the asylum, and that is our problem. So we have to be mindful to go out and do it differently. All right, so I sent that out to you guys. So you have the Clean Slate link in the in the comments here, and I will share it out everywhere I can. But guys, the Root Brands is Jim Price. It wasn't Price. I don't know if someone else took the promo code Price. But anyway, Jim Price, if you guys happen to go, if you have a referral link, put in Jim Price. I'll get the credit for that. But if you're not on clean slate every single day of your life, you will constantly be inflamed. You will be constantly poisoned by glyphosate Roundup that sits in the pelvic girdle. You will have erectile dysfunction. You will have ovarian cysts. You will have uterine problems. You will have prostate problems. You have testicular problems. You will have lymph node problems, breast tissue issues. This is what glyphosate does. Remember, Monsanto paid out just last year $100 billion in claims, injury claims, and they still continue to make glyphosate every single day because they make so much money on Roundup, they're willing to pay out $100 billion in claims. They don't care. They're willing to pay out $100 billion in claims every year after year. So how much money are they really making on glyphosate? You know, Paraquats. We've heard about Paraquat, the Roundup, the commercials on TV. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So clean slate is actually what takes that out of your body, and it's what you have to take every day. It tastes a little oily, but it's absolutely what you need to put underneath your tongue. You just put a dropper under your tongue, let it sit there for a little bit, maybe 20 seconds or so, 30 seconds, and then swallow it, and allows it to activate and go into your body. Carrie Heiserman says, my God, I have a pelvic girdle. Well, sorry, buddy. You do wear a girdle. It's just we all have one. So remember, guys, do you know how you can tell whether a man or a woman? You can look at the pelvic girdle in the X-ray. It doesn't lie. That's because women have a birth canal and men don't. Just saying. That's why women are able to have babies, is because the birth canal is actually, or the pelvic girdle is actually different on women than it is on men. So pay attention to those things. And yes, you do wear a girdle, Carrie, so I got you on that one. All right, guys, as we continue to go down this whole thing with the special prosecutor, Mr. Hur, H-U-R, which is he's a Korean gentleman. He was born here in America. His parents were from Korea, and they moved here prior to him being born, and he is an American citizen, and he was the special prosecutor. Now, again, he doesn't work for the Department of Justice anymore. He's not part of the government, but he did show up to make sure and testify. One thing that was very interesting, the Department of Justice and the Biden administration blocked the release of the transcripts till last night or first thing this morning of what Joe Biden actually said in the cross-examination under HRS questioning. Why is that important? Well, because we need to really know what he really said. And the problem is that the things that he really said are really damning. It makes him sound really stupid. It makes him look, I forgot about that one. Gorilla Grip Fanny, says CJ over on Cloud Hub. I forgot about that's her name. Gorilla Grip. Hey, guys, you know, we all can be a little bit proud of ourselves. We can all be a little boastful that, you know, I'm big and strong, and boy, I'm a this and that, and I can dunk a basketball. I can't dunk a basketball, even if I was on a ladder. But anyway, Fanny had that as her phone name, and I showed you that, guys, on your general. You can go to your general on iPhones, go to general, or you go to your settings, go to general, and then at the top you go to about, and at the top of that says name, and you can put in there your Gorilla Grip. Your Gorilla Grip mommy part. I appreciate that, Fanny. And I appreciate you doing your Kegels and being the lady that knows that you can Gorilla Grip that. And I think that you should have used a different word than gorilla, but what do I know? That's me being... me being me, I just question your choice of words. You can say it's whatever, I guess, sweetheart. That's on you. But anyway, I digress as we go down this thing. So, guys, there's so much for us to learn. Edward says ape shit. So, yeah, well... And then Carrie Heisman says, pelvic girdle, gorilla grip, I'm a 12-year-old. Well, aren't we all? Aren't we all, Carrie? If we all just embrace the idea that we have a juvenile mind and we think like that, it's a lot more fun, isn't it? If we can all just have a little bit more fun and quit sitting taking ourselves so dang serious. Guys, I come on here and I get to talk to you guys, but I do enjoy cracking a great joke and being able to laugh it up and having fun, and that's what we do. I spent a lot of years, you know, keeping all that inside and not talking about it, but in reality, why can't we just talk about Fanny's phone name as the gorilla grip feline that she put in there? Come here, Daisy. You okay? Well, come on. All right. Well, are you going to stretch? You got a big stretch? All right. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, good to see you. Oh, yeah. I know. I know. I get it. So anyway, all right, sorry, I got to get back to the show here. But yeah, Gorilla Grip Fanny, and maybe that's what you should call her, Gorilla Grip Fanny. I think that would be her new name, Gorilla Grip. I can't even say that fast. Say it three times fast with me, folks. Gorilla Grip Fanny, Gorilla Grip Fanny, Gorilla Grip Fanny. So anyway, what do we keep talking about? We're talking about judicial system issues. We're talking about judicial system issues. We're talking about special prosecutor issue, judicial system issue, judicial system issue. The cops with the badge and the gun have got to figure out who they're supporting and who they're arresting and why are they arresting them and why do they think that that arrest keeps their job. Guys, I don't know where the arrest record or the arresting of everybody that you come in contact is part of the policeman's issue or mission at the police department. If I remember right, most police departments don't have a mission of contact, arrest every citizen possible. I don't think that that's the business plan we put them under. But again, we have a situation where we can't have that conversation, honestly, because we don't have the conversation at all. And that's on us. We've got to be better than this. Man, that Gorilla Grip Fanny thing, I just... I am just thrilled by that. I don't know. Me, you, Carrie, we're all 12-year-olds here, so don't worry about it, buddy. I am right there with you. But Gorilla Grip Fanny got some explaining to do because she's tied in now with Liz Cheney, and we're finding out that she's got a lot more ties to the political world. If you want to say that our judicial system is not political, then what rock do you live under? Oh, it's bipartisan. Oh, the mayor's position's not a Republican or a Democrat. What? Then why do they pull it out of their hat every time they talk about anything? Why do they say, I'm a Republican or Democrat? Oh, I'm not supposed to tell you that I'm a Republican because this is a bipartisan position. Guys, we are seeing the weaponization of political parties over and over again. But here's what I'm going to tell you. This has been going on for over 150 years. This was started back during the Civil War when we started creating real division in our country. That's where the trickle in came. And I will tell you, if you believe that people sat around in parlors and in luxury chairs and debated openly, oh, sir, I do believe you're speaking too freely about freedom and your ways are just too barbaric for me. Oh, what shall you say, sir? That's not what people did. People really got in big fights. People punched each other out. People shot each other. People took out anger on each other. We're nothing new. The anger, the ability to control ourselves, that we're not just now figuring out how to not control ourselves. This is something that human beings have done all along. But we know the judicial system. We know that we've been torn apart since the Civil War, since the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergs and the whole bank, central bank system that came in that was actually started almost 500 years ago, and that we are still dealing with that today. And actually, in some cases, you can track it back to 800 years ago. And yes, that is a long time, but that's when central banking came to be a thing. Somebody says, hey, I have an asset, and I have a greater asset than the government, and the government can borrow money from me. If you want to borrow money from me because I loan to the government, that means I'm super special, right? And again, we fell into the trap of allowing for interest and the predatory lending, and then we found ourselves here where we are, where we know that they've destroyed our freedoms and liberties exponentially. It's 4:44 on the calendar or on the clock, guys. Good to see you guys for at the 4:44 mark of the show. Does Liz have a A chin grip, Jim? I don't. Hey, Edward, you'll have to ask her that when you guys crawl into bed tonight. So just go, just roll over to Liz tonight, Edward, when you guys are doing your pillow talk. And you could tell us tomorrow about those things. Anyway, that's funny stuff. So good to see you guys. And Edward says, hello, Susan. So thank you for being here and being a part of the show. Anyway, so as we continue to go down this, guys, listen, remember, comment, talk, chat it up, like, share the show a lot, guys. Go to Cloud Hub, share it out. Go to X, share it out. Go to Facebook, share it out. Go to DLive, share it out. Go to iTunes. Guys, I also am on iTunes and Spotify. You can go down the and download the podcast there as well. If you guys are worried about missing the show, go have it on automatic download so you guys get the automatic download of the show. And you can go back and check it anytime you want and catch up on the show if you're on the road or at work like Carrie is. He's over there popping rivets on planes. And that's how we do it, man. We all do this together. So thank you guys for everything you're doing. The whole thing with what we're going through right now is a distraction from the banking collapse of things. But by the way, stock market shot up, what, 200-300 points today? Even though we know all the banks are now slowing down lending and the monetization portion of their fractional reserve is actually stopped. So again, we're going to see these things come out. We'll see banks collapsing. But remember, how you respond, who you are, defines you, okay? How you respond, how you act in these times, what you say and what you do, that defines you. I'll point out the things that are going on. I'll point out to you the things that are going on that you need to be aware of so you don't overreact in that moment because you already knew. Now, do I believe that we have things coming up? Do I believe we have a grid problem? Do I believe that they're going to screw with the internet? That's what the TikTok bill is, guys. The TikTok bill that everybody's like, good, get rid of TikTok. The Chinese app called TikTok is far less damaging than anything that China has already built into our tablets and laptops and phones. TikTok is not the enemy, but the TikTok bill, as they so-called it, is actually the Trojan horse, no different than the Patriot Act, where we have allowed ourselves to take our spying apparatus across the oceans and turn it back on us. The Patriot Act, which we allowed and hurried through because of terrorists and 9/11, well, now we're going to do the TikTok thing because TikTok's it's horrible. But did you know that TikTok is actually an American company? Did you know that? Yeah, actually, what happened was is they moved all their stuff to Texas. TikTok is actually housed out of Texas servers now. But you guys didn't know that, did you? Yeah, that was actually done under Trump, where they moved that stuff to America. So it's not the TikTok bill. What it is they're able to ban websites, apps, and words and language on the internet. Remember, I said Google is not free and fair. It's not omnipotent and gives you everything. It gives you a version of what it wants you to see. And those people over there have an ideology. Instead of letting you make decisions on your own, they know what's best for you. Thanks, Google. Thanks for being my God and telling me how to live my life and what I can and cannot learn. We're going to find ourselves all wanting to go to the dark web so that we can actually get better information, because the information we're going to get on the general web is probably not going to be enough. Shame on us for not having the right kind of representatives to do the right thing. Kerry Harrison says, Jim and I are friends. Pretty sure we've done everything under the sun. The guy gave me a Bible. Maybe he thinks I'm worth saving. Oh, I appreciate that, Kerry. You are a good guy, and you have, again, a good friend. And tell you what, sad thing is, Kerry, of all the people who bother to take an oath to leave men in a better place, you're probably about the only one that stuck around. So, Kerry, you kind of found yourself on the top of the heap there, buddy. So, thank you for being the man that you've been. I appreciate all that stuff that you're doing and the comments as well and the friendship. As we go down this path of seeing what our judicial system is going through, when we're seeing that we don't have credibility with the police officers. And I see the people going, oh, but the police officers are not going to be showing up in Pittsburgh because from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., there won't be any cops on the streets. And it'll be purge time. Well, my problem with it, folks, is that when I don't have a problem with the cops. I have a problem with the dirty cops, and I have a problem with the clean cops covering for the dirty cops. And if you're a clean cop who has nothing to hide, but you're covering for the dirty cops, then you're dirty too. So get out of there. Be the whistleblower. Be the right people. Because remember, oh, the boys in blue stick together. We all know that. Just like the principal will never go against a teacher's decision in a classroom. Because we can't, we have to show unity. We can't show division. We can't put anybody under anything that looks like impropriety, from the principal to the teacher, or the police chief to his officers, or the judge to an officer, or a DA to an officer. We just got to hold them with kid gloves and say, oh, thank you, sir. Thank you for bringing us all these people to prosecute. Without you, we would have a job. I would love for you all to keep your job and have nothing to do. I want us to stop persecuting and prosecuting non-person crimes. If there is no victim, there is no crime, folks. And if we bother to go after those that are the victim crimes and quit going after the people who can pay money and fines for non-victim crimes, see, always about the money, right? Not about the justice. If you want to get justice, go after the people crime. Don't go after the money and the administration crimes. I recommend watching Long Island audit on YouTube for an eye-opening experience of Leo lack of constitutional understanding and application. Oh, hey, CJ over on Cloud Hub, I will tell you right now that I watched that a lot, and it just infuriates me, the arrogance of police officers and not understanding that something as simple as the First Amendment, these people have not committed crimes, yet they are treated with real hate, with real strong arming, meaning that they throw them in handcuffs, they arrest them, and then these individuals have to go back and sue. And the one guy who's made a real living at this talks about it takes up to 5 to 6 years to bring a police officer to justice. That in itself is criminal. The fact that they will pick you up in a second and throw you in jail so you can bail yourself out, while it ruins your background, while it ruins your life, and you have to go to courts and all these other things just to prove your innocence, that is a failure of justice. So yes, I do watch Long Island Audit a lot. And you guys, if you go over there and watch Long Island Audit a lot, you start really watching them, it's going to make you hurt inside. Because you'll understand, if they're willing to step over what is considered to be your First Amendment rights, just the ability to walk down the street freely without being, hey, where's their paper? Show me your ID. Give me your ID. That is absolutely what they're doing. And he is bringing that to light. And you guys ought to go watch him when you have time, but not during the Jim Price Show. Remember, go to thejimpriceshow.com and go over there and help support the show with Root Brands, with Q Streaming, with the RNC, the Micronic Silver, Fresh Mouth, all these different things. We have these out there for you guys so you guys can be a part of the Jim Price Show, but also make yourself better. I brought the vitamins because I want you to heal yourself. I'm bringing you the silver because I want you to heal yourself. I'm bringing you the Root Brands because I want you to detoxify yourself. I'm bringing you the t-shirts because I want you to be proud to walk around and say, guys, listen, there's a better way and there's a better voice than what you're getting at Fox or any of these other CNNs and all the other creepy places. So, guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. If you guys have any questions or comments, remember, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com. So if you have any questions or comments, or if you want something that's not on the website that you want me to print any of our logos on, it's not that hard to get you a cup, get you a mouse pad. We get all kinds of stuff. So, guys, do what you can to help the show as often as possible. You know, create the parallel economy. That's what I'm trying to do. Create a little bit of economy over here. Keep this going so you guys can get good information out there. There is a possibility that I might be traveling to Florida this weekend. Some of the plans have changed a little bit. So if I do leave, I would leave on Friday or on Thursday, and then I would come back on Monday, so we'll see how that goes. But I still will be here definitely tomorrow, and I will give you a better update of what the schedule is for Thursday, Friday, and Monday. Larry, who is the Fresh Mouth guy with the toothpaste, and then Jeff Adam, who is the Micronic Silver guy. I use Micronic Silver on my face and my nose, on my hands. It's amazing, amazing stuff. So anyway, they asked me to come down and go to an event with them down there and down in Miami. It's a holistic event. It's in my wheelhouse. I love that stuff. lots of good stuff and reasons to be able to heal yourself. And that's where I would be going if I go there. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. Remember, if you have any questions or comments, get a hold of me, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Remember, the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government, the more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in. We will win, I promise, and I'll make promise, can't keep. Guys, you've always been the answer out there. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. Do not let them limit you. Do not let them slow you down. You have always been the answer out there. It's been great to see you guys. Thanks for all the comments and all the hearts and all the likes and all that and all the shares. It's been fantastic to see those guys. Remember, we have to beat the algorithm, and we beat the algorithm by overwhelming it, and they can't hold us back. Let's see. I think that's about it. Remember, guys, we have to start standing up and saying something. Say this to other people. Talk to this about with other people. Now that we've shared these things, articulate these things to your friends and let them understand and see what's really going on in the world around them. And that's how we make a difference. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.